Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the Royal Blues Radio Podcast on Chaos Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank God first for waking me and my family and all of you up this morning. It's a blessing. That's the first present of the day that God gives us in a present day. I want to thank God for waking us up this morning. A lot of people alarm clocks were going off and they didn't wake up. And if nobody visited them or if they're living alone, those alarm clocks are still going off. Just have mercy on them. Father God, thank you, Elder Oliver, for this platform. Thank you for Chaos Blog Talk Radio, which God has given you for a platform. May God continue to bless you with your platform, bless you in your business. I know you're working now, and may God continue to bless you and pour even more into your lap. Tonight, it's going to be mainly my wife. I'm actually working right now. None of my kids are, I guess, able to join tonight through a text message I saw earlier. I don't know what tonight is going to bring forth. I might know, but I'll let my wife say that. Hopefully God gives us an understanding and of what is said. May we accept it. May we write the vision and make it plain and run with it. So I'll let my wife pray us in and see what she got. Go ahead, sweetie.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for another opportunity, Lord God, to share, Lord God, our journey, Lord God, that you have put before us to run, Lord God. We know the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, Lord God, but those that endure, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for the endurance that you have given each and every one of us, Lord God, to run this race according to how you put it in front of us, Lord God. Continue to use us, Lord God, and jump over the hurdles that you had put in, that has been placed in front of us, Lord God, by whoever they may have come from. Lord God, I thank you for the strength and the just considering our family to run with this mantle, Lord God, that you have given us, Lord God, and continue to just strengthen us, Lord God, so we can be that light that you called us to be, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're getting ready to do through us and with us on tonight, Lord God. Touch somebody's heart, Lord God. Let them hear what we're about to say on tonight, Lord God, and let it encourage them, Lord God, that they can do it. If we can do it, they can do it, Lord God. That you put everything in them, Lord God, so they can make it, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Well, tonight, I told my husband yesterday that I was going to talk about one thing, but God's wiki always did. But this race isn't given to the swift nor to the strong. That's in Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. But I'm going to come back to it in a minute. I just want to talk about a little bit of, about my journey on tonight since I've been here in Georgia. I was born in West Virginia. I'm a coal miner's granddaughter. And I'm just a country girl, raised in the city. And I never could adapt. And my husband joined the military to get us away from California. No other reason but for that. We wasn't joining to travel or make a lot of money or none of that. We just wanted to get out of California because it just wasn't going right to just get us away. We ended up moving to Georgia around 27, 28 years ago. But I just want to say this. It's coming up on 20 years that I've been in business here in Georgia, the Gwinnett County area, I should say. I have to back up. In the Gwinnett County area. the county that we live in. I've been in business. It'll be 20 years in April. I say that to say how we've started. I started in Riverdale, Georgia, with, I would say, a good friend of mine named Miss Robbie. She gave me the opportunity to come in and run her business. We end up going half on everything, on all the bills, the building. Well, it was a house that we turned into an in-home child care. And my brother gave me my first, he was the first one who invested in my business. And Scotty D from California, he has West Coast Ministries. He invested in that business when I was, you know, partnering with Miss Robbie down in Riverdale, Georgia. My husband's job moved us closer to where we were, where we are now. And I end up, I'm going somewhere, so just, y'all just bear with me. I'm just taking you through how God works. He don't work the way that we want him. Well, I won't say want him to work. He worked in my life in a way that I didn't see none of what where I'm at right now. I didn't see it coming. But I always knew what I wanted to do. And it's funny how when I was little, younger, like really young, maybe in elementary school, I wanted to be an LAPD. You know how the teachers ask you what you want to be? I wanted to be an LAPD. And just keep that in mind. I wanted to be an LAPD, on the police force. Okay, keep that in mind, because that's going to tie into the end of the story. So when we moved, I was an in-home child care provider, went in business with my friend Miss Robbie down in Riverdale. We moved up where we are in this county here because we wanted a better school for our kids. The school district at that time was not up to par, so yes, I mean, we could have got a bigger house and, you know, maybe some nice little acres or whatever, but we chose education over a big house. And we moved here. I start working. I started off as I started working in a nursing home as a CNA. Then I went from the nursing home to the hospital, working in the labor and delivery. I went from labor delivery to the ER. From the ER, I went to another nursing home where I met my friend, a good friend of mine, Mother Edith. We're still good friends to this day. She was our head nurse. This was before I had the girls. I think my son, my baby boy, had to have been about 4 or 5. Went from there into child care because I could. He had to go to school, and I really wanted him, you know, in a daycare. So I started working in daycare. He didn't know I worked in a daycare. But I wanted to work there so I can keep an eye on him. So I went from there to the best job I ever had in my whole entire life, I thought. I was a lab tech. I was making bacterial diseases tester kits for bacterial diseases. We were making those kits for, you may see this company in your hospitals and doctor's office. It's called BD. Started working there. I got injured on the job. And before I got injured on the job, they was getting ready to send me back to school. to be an engineer because I'm really good with my hands. And every time they would come in and fix the machines, I would watch them fix the machines, and they would spend thousands of dollars to fix these machines. So I was watching them, you know, I would watch the machines, and every time a machine would, the same machine would break, I would fix it until another one would break, and I would learn how to fix that one. So I guess to save them all the overhead, they were going to send me back to school to become an engineer, to get a degree in engineering. So I end up injuring myself in the process. They send me back to school. I didn't have my high school diploma at the time. So they paid for me to get my high school diploma. Helped me, this guy named Lloyd, helped me get my high school diploma. He would help me study, you know, get my high school diploma. Went to school, graduated, got my high school diploma, and I ended on the job. They ended up firing me because I went to work, still injured. After I got injured, I went to the doctor, came back, worked that same day, came back to work, and a couple of days after I got injured, I started limping because my ankle was really hurting. I mean, I broke my ankle before, but it was causing my back to hurt because I had to carry these trays. So I took off leave on my own time. I took leave for maybe about a week on my own time. When I came back to work, they fired me. This is the best job I ever had, you guys. I never thought I would leave this job. I really, really love that job. So I went back to work. They told me that I was no longer needed. I made too many mistakes, and I filed my unemployment, won my unemployment because they couldn't prove that I made mistakes. They fired me because they thought I was going to sue them, which I did not sue them, which I could have sued them because of how I got injured. I didn't sue them. I just knew I was there for a purpose, get my high school diploma just to meet, you know, good people, whatever. Whatever reason God had me there, I was there and just to get my high school diploma, I guess, for them to pay for it. But the point is, I wanted to stay there. I thought I was going to stay there for the rest of my life, retire, because it was the best-paying job. I went, you know, went there, told them how much I wanted. They gave me exactly what I wanted when they hired me, and it was just a beautiful, I just enjoyed the job. Fast forward. Got fired from there. Started my in-home child care back at home. Started that back up. Went from there to some other things, you know, and it just starts, you know, growing and growing. The words going out, the words getting out about Gigi here, there. And I promise you, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying how humble beginnings. Still talking about the race isn't given to the swift, nor to the strong, not even the smartest. Not even the smartest. Not even the smartest. Fast forward. Where I'm at now. We almost have our team together. You know, I'm just waiting for a couple of people to come on. But when I tell you God is so good, you guys, hang in there. God give you something. You're not going to be able to sleep. You're not going to be able to, you'll be able to work somewhere, but you're not, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen to push you into your destiny. I'm telling you, don't fight it. If things happen, ask God to show you what should you be learning in this process. You'll get there quicker. God will show you. Keep God first in everything you do, and he will direct your path. I'm telling you, if you just keep your mind on him, he'll keep you not just in perfect peace. If you keep your mind stayed on him, but he will direct your path. Regardless of the stumbling blocks, regardless of things that's being thrown at you, they're called distractions. They're going to come. If you just wait on the Lord, he will renew your strength. I know sometimes you're going to get weak. You're going to get tired. That's why we have to put on this whole armor. Whole armor. Don't leave your house without your helmet of salvation. Okay? Especially your shoes of peace. Keep your shoes on. A lot of us walking around here barefoot and wondering why you don't have no peace. You forgot your shoes at the front door. You forgot your shoes. 20 years. It'll be 20 years getting in the nursing home, and we wasn't getting paid enough. People in the nursing home still don't get paid enough to this day. I wanted to be a nurse because I wanted to make a difference. Fast forward, the LAPD, I told you to don't forget about. I'm still protecting and serving. I'm still protecting and serving. I'm not in a squad car, but I'm still protecting and serving. I have an inspection on Tuesday for my staffing agency. When I tell you God is doing a new thing now, now is the time. Whatever your heart's desire, do it to the glory of God and give everything and give back. Give back. This is not about not forward no more. You have to give back. Teach your kids to give back, to do something more than just around, you know, your house or what you're doing. Help somebody else, and this is another thing. I'm not bragging about where I'm at. Okay, but what I'm not going to do is put, you know, keep dimming my light so somebody else can shine. And I've been doing that my whole entire life. On the back end, pushing everybody else. We have built so many ministries, so many businesses, helping everybody else win. Our whole family, we've always done that. Helping everybody else win. Now it's our time to win. Don't look down on us. That's a while. It took us years to get where we are. And guess what? We got here on those who helped us on their shoulders, helping them win, building their ministries, building their businesses. And anybody that know a Bluette, we've helped everybody. Anybody that said that what they were doing, even if it was moving furniture out their house, we was all in for it. We did it. We helped. We protect. And we still serving. So if you see us, you know, you don't even have to say anything. If you see the need, there's nothing wrong with asking me, because I'm not too proud to say I need help. Now that God has sent me good help, he's sending me good help because I've been a good help to somebody else. He's sending me good help because I've been good help. And we can't abuse the good help that he's sending us. When God send you good help, appreciate your good help. Appreciate them. Tell them they're doing a good job. If you know they like a certain brand or something, buy it for them. Me and my family have always done that. Always. And that's why I know he's going to send me even more good help. Because my family, me and my family, have been a help to everybody. And this is the time. This is the time. The race, like I said, is not given to the swift nor to the strong. But guess what? We have been enduring.
good soldiers, and he knows God knew you was going to go through. That's why he put, we have to believe everything in this book. People that, believers, don't believe the word. They're Christians. They want to live Christ-like, but can you be a good believer? Can you believe this word that you're reading? Okay, if he told you, if it wasn't true, he wouldn't have told us to put on the whole armor. He wouldn't tell us to, you know, be good soldiers and going through, because he know we're going to go through. But we don't want to go through as Christians, as believers. We just want the good part. But nobody see the bad part or the things that the suffering or the, you know, the going through that we had to go, the hardship. We talk about them, but half the time people don't even believe when I tell them the stuff that we've been through. They be like, nah, y'all still standing? Yes, because I know we're going to win in the end. I know we're going to win in the end. Even if we die in trying, we still winning, because we're going to go home to see our Father, which is in heaven. Still going to win. You win either way. So why not be a good servant down here? This is the only hell some of us are going to see. Period. We have to live our lives like it's our last. Because one day it's going to be. People are dying every day that they ain't never died before. Every day. To live this life, believing this word, doing this word, loving others. Loving others. Loving others, or other people other than just the people that's, you know, that can do for us. What about loving the people who can't do nothing for you or you know, they can't give you back what you've given them. You know, anyway, this race is thinking, I just wanted to read, hold on, another version of this Ecclesiastes 9 and 11. It's another version. It says, let me see, I'm sorry. Races aren't always won by those who can run fast. Okay? Races aren't always won by the ones that run fast. And that reminds me of the tortoise and the hare. Okay? The rabbit just takes off running. Think he got time. You know, he didn't sped off. Got maybe a mile down the road, knowing that the turtle is running real slow, so he gonna take a nap, cause he know it's gonna take him all day to get to the finish line. Okay, stop napping. Okay, it's not how fast you get there. It's not always the one that run fast don't always win the race. Because guess what? You think you're going to win the race because you're faster than the person that you're running against. But guess what? God going to have the last laugh in our race. Okay? The race is not always won by the fastest, the one that runs the fastest. The battles aren't always won by those who are strong. Okay? Some battles are... okay, I'm gonna be nice. Battles are always won by those who are strong. Wise people don't always have plenty of food. Just because you're wise don't mean that, you know, that don't always have plenty of food. Clever people aren't always wealthy. Those who have learned a lot aren't always successful. Just because you're smart, and I've seen people with degrees. Matter of fact, one of the guys who did a documentary in one of my buildings, he was doing a documentary on homelessness. You know, they have some doctors downtown sleeping up under in tents. Doctors, they're sleeping in tents. And when they did the interview on the doctor, they didn't want any responsibilities. They keep their I'm not going to say LA Fitness. They kept their gym memberships so they can take showers. Okay, go in there, they can take the shower. I don't know if it was the one that the gym that I just called, but it was one that opened up early in the morning for the doctors to go in there and take a shower and, you know, put on his gear. And wouldn't nobody even know that he was even homeless? Wouldn't nobody even know it? And went on in his office like it wasn't nothing. Hold on. Let me open back up. God controls the time of every event. He also controls how things turn out. God is in control of everything. He got the whole world in his hands, and he's in control of everything. He knows your start. He knows your middle. He knows your finish. He even knows how many hairs is on your head. That's how much he loves us. That's how much God loves us. That he number every last one of them. He loves us. But when I tell you, if you just run this race and stay in your lane, distractions are going to come. I'm just here to encourage you on tonight, because it's just be by myself. Everybody else is doing whatever they're doing. I just came to encourage you. I did have a word. God changed it. And I'm glad he did. So I can encourage somebody to just stay strong. Be encouraged. Okay? Find you a good Bible teaching church. Get in your word for yourself. Know the word for yourself. Because believe me, it's going to be a time. It's going to be a time. Well, you're going to need it. Okay? And the words don't come back. I mean, it only going to come. It's the only thing that's going to come back up is what you read. And when you're going through, you have to know some scriptures to get you through it. And believe me, you're going to need them. You're going to need them. Okay? But I just wanted to encourage somebody tonight. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, Romans 10, 9, and 10. If you just confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If I can find it. I got the right of this Bible. But I just want to encourage you guys. Just stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. You know what God called you to do. You know, stop procrastinating. You know, God loves each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. Okay? God so loved the world. Okay? He gave his son to the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Okay? So if you out there, you're worldly, God loves you. If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, he loves you. He died for you. Get to know him. If he died for you, can you live for him? Please. Romans 10, 9 and 10. 10, 9 and 10. That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath risen him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Okay? Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and which the mouth confesses, is made unto salvation. That's all you have to do is confess with your mouth. Confess. Believe in your heart. It's not hard. That's all you have to do. Every day when you get up, repent. Ask God to forgive you for the sins that you commit. If you got to do it all day, every day. Sometimes I do it several times a day. Lord, please forgive me. However many times you have to do it, do it. Because we don't know when we're going to take our last breath. Okay? The word even lets you know. Repent daily. We have to. Repent all day. Daily. All day sometimes. God loves us just that much. That he gave us grace and mercy. They're renewed every day. Why? Because he knew we were going to fall short. But guess what? We don't have to stay short. Some people use that scripture to sin. That scripture was not meant for us to sin. It wasn't covering up in that for us to sin. That scripture was because he knew we were going to fall short. But he didn't want us to stay short. Get up. Get up. Wherever you fell at, get up. God is waiting right when you left him. He ain't leave you. And if you had been saved and if you were going to church, get back in it. Get back in the game. God is still there. He's still the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Get back in the game. Everybody been hurt by somebody. Your boss hurt you. You went back to work. And if you didn't go back to work, but you found another job, find another church. If the church hurt you, find another one. All churches are not bad. All preachers are not bad. All believers are not bad. I know we're getting a bad rap right now with all this stuff that's going on in the media. Let God do the separating. Let God do the judging. We don't have no heaven or hell to take nobody in. Please, I'm begging you. Find somebody to talk to, you know, pray with, you know, find somebody that's going to hold you accountable, you know, for your shortcomings so you won't have to stay short. And that's what a lot of people don't like, for people to hold them accountable. But find you a person that's going to hold you accountable, please. Okay? Well, I love y'all. Vanessa, my daughter, says she has a show every Wednesday morning on the same station. Call in at 8:00 in the morning. It's an inspirational vitamin. She's on this radio show. I think she's on all social media as Vent Break. VENTBREAK. Vent Break. Her name is, I think it's Vanessa Dion on there. So check her out. And we're also on social media. We're on Instagram, the.royalblues. More than likely, we'll be doing some more content soon. We haven't been on there in a while. I haven't been able to for some reason. I'm in the process of getting that straightened out. So if you haven't seen my prayers on there or be posting lately, it's because we're having some difficulty with the website, with logging in and some problems with the phone and the login information. But you guys pray for us, and we'll pray for you guys that's listening. I just encourage you, just fall in love with Christ. Stay in your lane. Don't look to the left, to the right, and see what everybody else is doing. Just keep, you know, help. If you see somebody doing what you enjoy doing, go help them build there. Watch God bless you. Watch him bless you. Help build the kingdom. Be a kingdom builder. Be a kingdom builder. Help somebody build their church. And watch God bless your ministry. Y'all stay blessed. Thank you, Elder Oliver, for this platform. I'm not sure if my husband's still listening or not, but I thank God for my husband. I thank God for my family. I just thank God for who he is. Y'all just continue to pray for us, and we'll pray for you as well.
Thank God for you.
Did you want to say anything?
No, no, I'm okay. You did a great job. Got me thinking about a lot of angles and things, too, so I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, you want to pray us out?
Father God.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, pray us out.
No, go ahead, bro.
Father God, I thank you for the message tonight. Thank you for the messenger. May it enlighten us. May it compel us to do even more, be even more, to trust in you. May you give us strength to humble ourselves, to repent to you for the wrongs that we do and don't even know it, and some that we do know. May you give us the strength to be humble, to come to you and ask for repentance and forgiveness. Father God, thank you for my wife. Thank you for my family. Thank you for today. I pray that you wake us up on tomorrow morning as you did this morning. Give us strength on tomorrow to help somebody. Place people in our lives that we know that we should be helping. And there's no confusion about it. Father God, we thank you. Bless everybody that has listened tonight. May God bless you and your families. May God keep you and your families. May God wake you up in the morning with your families. And thank you, Elder Oliver, for being in our lives. Thank you for providing this platform that God gave you. And I pray that God gives you an even bigger platform and your business that it takes off and be as large as you can handle. And with that, I want to say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.